What if you wanted to start your own business? It was a goal you had for years, and the industry that appeals to you is dominated by males, and you're a female, and you go for it. Hi there, welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Sarah Klinworth is the owner of Solid Roofing Northwest, based in Salem, Oregon. Sarah started her company in January 2023, and she's our guest today. Welcome to the podcast, Sarah.
Thank you, Paul. It's truly an honor to be asked to be here today and discussing such a fun topic, one that is obviously near and dear to my heart.
I'm excited to have you as a guest, and I know you're excited about it. We're very excited also. Sarah, I think we first met, if my memory's right, 4 or 5 years ago at the AirVent seminar in Portland, and you were working for a residential roofing contractor. Sarah, you quickly struck me as someone very interested in doing the roofing project the correct way, including getting the attic ventilation as right as possible. You weren't interested in simply installing roofs. You wanted to install a complete roofing system for homeowners.
Yes, that is correct. This topic actually hits home personally for me. First off, my family lived in a home with mold. This caused lifelong health issues for my daughter and my husband. So I don't wish that upon anybody. No. Next, my husband and I purchased our home brand spanking new in 2018. I didn't think ventilation was going to be an issue on a brand new home. Fast forward a couple years, and over the summer, our AC was struggling to keep up in the summer heat. And we don't get massive amounts of heat like other places do. So I started to question several things. Sure enough, jumped into the attic, found the intake in the back of my house was all the way blocked. There was already signs of poor ventilation even after just 3 years. I now have a 5-year-old roof that's starting to fail. So I personally know the frustrations that I have dealt with, and I don't wish that upon my customers at all. Needless to say, I've now fixed my ventilation. My AC didn't have any problems this last summer. And so I do want my customers to get the full life out of their roof and not have to worry about any negative health issues that it could be causing or have a financial burden placed on them sooner than they expected or needed.
Sarah, I've talked to contractors like yourself who have had personal experience, and being able to share that from your own perspective with a homeowner, I've been told, adds extreme credibility to what you're saying, because you're coming to them with real world. This is what happened to my house, my roof. Thank you for sharing that, Sarah. That's awesome. I don't know that I knew all that about you, so thank you for sharing that. And Sarah, congratulations on starting Solid Roofing Northwest. That's great. That's a fantastic accomplishment. Sarah, would you please share with us why you wanted to be the owner of a residential roofing company?
Well, thank you, Paul. It is a very exciting accomplishment. There are several reasons why I wanted to start the business. First off, I wanted to show my girls that you can do anything you put your mind to, even if it goes against the grain. You can follow your dreams, and being a female doesn't need to stand in your way. Use your skills and show the world that nothing can stop you. I also wanted to leave a legacy for my family. I wanted something that could be family oriented and they could be involved in if they wanted to. In fact, my oldest daughter is actually planning on helping me out this summer once she's out of school. I purposely designed my logo to have 4 trees on it, one for each member of our family. And then my last reason for starting the business was I want the business to bless those around me. I want to be able to give back to the community and make a difference. Even a small one would make me really happy.
Sarah, would you kindly walk us through the general path you took from working for a residential roofing contractor to owning your own roofing company?
Absolutely, Paul. Starting in the roofing industry back in 2008 as a secretary, and then working my way up in the company to basically running the business. I learned the ins and outs of operating and the behind the scenes aspect. Then doing more field work, project management, estimating, and then finally running the entire steep slope division, both the residential and the commercial side. I had experienced it all. Back in 2016, it became a dream of mine to own my very own company. Through the next several years, I had to overcome some personal and career-related hurdles and obstacles. I learned from those experiences, which made me a better business owner. And then, back in mid-2022, with the support of my husband, we decided to take the leap of faith, follow my dreams. And here we are.
I love it. I love Sarah. I don't think I realized you go back to 08 in the industry. I didn't know you had that much experience. That's awesome.
Yeah. March of 2008.
Yeah. So, Sarah, I'm just thinking, like, it's awesome to me that you are bringing to the table just about the experience of all facets of the business, answering the phone, talking to the customer, getting the project started. That's gotta come in handy, I bet, as the owner now.
Yeah, I've done it all. So every aspect of it, it's good to have that knowledge base.
Sure. So Sarah, would you take us through any tips you're comfortable sharing for someone listening who might one day also want to own a roofing company, male or female? They just want to branch out and own their own company.
Okay. Well, as you know, and many before me as well, starting a business, let alone a roofing company, is not an easy feat. There's a lot that goes into it. There's months of planning, forecasting, goal setting, budgeting, networking. But if it's a dream of yours, go for it. You don't want to get later on in life and regret not at least trying. Surround yourself with those that will support you and will tell you how it is, which could be hard to hear sometimes. Learn from your mistakes, grow from those lessons learned, and continue to put one foot in front of the other.
Continual progress as best you can. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Sarah, do you have ownership specific tips for women?
Oh, my. Yes. Being a female in this industry is thrilling and exciting. Don't let any of the negative comments get you down. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it because you're a female. We are just as capable as anybody else out there. Immerse yourself within the entire company from the ground up, from customer calls to roof and attic inspections, to being able to explain every aspect of the roofing process from start to finish, including those components involved in each and every project. Seek out continuing education to deepen your knowledge base. Build those relationships with other contractors, suppliers, and vendors. This will help you become more knowledgeable and confident when dealing with customers and even your employees. And above all, approach every situation with honesty and integrity. There's amazing organizations like National Men Roofing that help support and mentor and encourage women in all aspects of the roofing industry. Right before International Roofing Expo every year, there's a National Women in Roofing Day that is so beneficial for us females in this industry. We had over 500 ladies attend this year from all aspects of the roofing world. I was beyond blessed to be surrounded by so many like-minded individuals that just want to encourage and support each other. On the local level, we have an Oregon Council of National Men in Roofing. We get together monthly, and it is such an encouraging time to come together, share our struggles and victories with each other. Definitely recommend that.
That's great, Sarah. And Sarah, I would imagine you probably keep in touch beyond the formal meetings, maybe bouncing ideas off of each other, text, instant messenger, whatever your platform is. I imagine that helps too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If there's a time that you just don't know how to handle a situation or whatnot, shoot off a text to somebody else, you know, hey, have you been dealing with this or whatever? And it's a great resource just to help along the way.
Sure. Sarah, you didn't know I was going to ask you this, but there's a Facebook group, and I'm going to draw a blank on the exact name. Heels and Harnesses.
Yep. Harnesses. Yep.
Helpful?
Oh yes, it's amazing. It's there's people from owners to sales saleswomen, people in vendors, manufacturers, insurance, all aspects of roofing in that group. And it's been so beneficial to be able to come to a space with no dumb question. You know, there's brand new people into the roofing industry in the group. There's veterans in there. So it's one of those that we can ask a question and not get talked down to. And it's an amazing, amazing group. I highly recommend any female in any part of the roofing industry join the group.
Great. Thank you, Sarah. Heels and harnesses, correct?
Harness and heels.
Oh, harness and heels. Sorry. Yep. Harness and heels. Okay, great. So, Sarah, was there anything you did or encountered along the path toward ownership that was especially helpful beyond what you've already shared with us to kind of get you to your destination that you'd like to share?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So first thing I learned along the way was to show respect to everyone I meet. In this industry especially, our opinions and views may not line up, but you can still show them respect as a person. A close second was following through with my commitments and promises with customers, employees, and suppliers, and learning how to not overpromise on something that I'm not confident that I can deliver on. Next, and still working on this one, is being able to work with difficult customers, trying to bring education and knowledge to someone who doesn't want to listen or they have a hard time understanding a different perspective can be tough. Lastly, anytime I was up against a challenge, I would work extra hard to prove that as a human, I was just as capable as anybody else in the industry. I was able to gain respect from those around me due to my perseverance to better myself, both personally and professionally. But the most important aspect, in my opinion, has been building and maintaining relationships, showing that respect to everyone I encounter with the hopes that they will in return show me the same respect.
Sarah, I struggle with difficult calls, difficult questions, customers. I think it's human nature to do that. Thanks for sharing that with us. Sarah, were there any mistakes you made along the way toward ownership that you might give a heads up to someone listening before they make the same mistake, maybe?
Mistakes? Don't all make mistakes? So we are human. But it's how we recognize and handle the mistakes that make the world of difference. Simple mistakes to large ones, they're going to happen.
Yep.
But owning up to them, whether it be with your customer, supplier, vendor, a coworker, boss, or even as the boss with your employees, no matter how well you plan or think things through, we will all make some sort of mistake along the way. But it's how you handle it at the time. And then you grow and learn from that experience. It's the mistakes we go through that shape and develop our futures. If you learn from your past, then when a similar situation comes up again, you'll be able to handle it better the next time around. As the boss, if you own up to your mistakes with your employees and even your customers and homeowners, it will bring on a better work environment. You can earn or destroy their respect for you based on how you handle the situation. And if we're able to learn and grow, it brings on more unity within the crew, within your daily interactions.
Thank you, Sarah, for sharing that. Thank you. Sarah, as we both know, and it's why you're our guest in part, residential roofing is a male-dominated industry. Increasingly, more women are participating in roofing, but the fact is, it's mostly men.
Mm-hmm.
What tips would you offer to females who might be thinking about working, not necessarily owning, but they might want to be an owner one day, but just working in a male-dominated industry, whether it's roofing or any industry at all, but going in, you are entering a male-dominated field?
So this is a good question. Some days I'm still trying to figure it out. So it's an ongoing learning process. But so far, here's what I have. Persistence to follow your own path. Be the problem solver, not the barrier. Shake off the negative and turn it into a positive situation. Be prepared to be a hard worker and be able and willing to prove yourself in all situations. But the good news is that a lot of these roadblocks are finally being taken down. The quality is being built up and exciting times are right there. They're right ahead of us. So
love your perspective, Sarah. I love the optimism too. I love Sarah, be the problem solver, not the barrier to the situation. I thank you for sharing that. I really like that. You've already touched upon this, Sarah, but just to kind of formalize it, any hurdles you currently or recently have to overcome when interacting with current or potential clients? And you've already teased difficult customers, difficult conversation. Anyway, any hurdles specific to homeowners? Because in part, Sarah, you're a woman and they may have been expecting a male, a man. Any hurdles specific to that exchange?
Okay. There are so many stories I could share, but we don't have all day to talk about this. So there's one in particular. It happened about a year ago. I drove up to a homeowner's house to complete the estimate. He followed me into the attic when I did the attic inspection, which is not terribly uncommon because I explained to my homeowners prior to doing my inspection that what I'm looking for up there, what I intend to see. So it isn't uncommon for homeowners to get intrigued and want to see firsthand what I'm looking at. But then he followed me to get my ladder and he asked if I needed help setting up my ladder. And then he proceeded to ask me if I needed help to read my tape measure when I was measuring his roof. So don't expect that would have happened with a male, but I just blew it off and laughed it off.
Right.
But at times I do get blown off because I'm a female. But then after I educate and explain the entire roofing system that I'm proposing in detail, I have a tendency to earn their respect. But I do still love driving up to a commercial job walk, getting out of my truck and seeing some of the reactions as I step into the meeting, being the only female on the job site. But things are improving. 15 years ago, when I started in the industry, I would have not been given the time of day. But now most people are encouraged by it.
Right.
So to flip that around, not that long ago, I stepped out of my truck to grab lunch. And I was approached by this older lady. She wanted to stop and tell me how excited she was to see me and to thank me for breaking the mold in our industry. Totally made my day. So it seems like for every hurdle, there are ladies like that that will encourage you and will be encouraged by you. So
I love that. That's great. Yeah, Sarah, as I was listening to your story, the gentleman that wanted to help you with the ladder, mm-hmm. I find maybe genuinely trying to help you, but then read the tape measure. Yeah, that was a bit much, but it sounds like you handled it well. I hope that happens less and less often, and maybe one day not at all.
Yeah, it is decreasing, that's for sure.
That's good. Good. Sarah, as we wind down and wrap up this episode of our podcast, is there anything you would like to add about owning your own business, being a female in any male-dominated industry, or anything in general, really, Sarah, that you'd like to pass on to our listeners?
So business ownership is a great opportunity for any industry. It shouldn't be such a surprise or out of the norm for a female to own a roofing company. People don't think twice if a female owns a company in most other industries, but in construction, people have a tendency to question and wonder if they know what they're doing. We're trying to normalize women-owned construction companies and other industry-type jobs that up until recently have been male-driven. With organizations like National Men in Roofing and other programs like CTEC, which are designed to help teach and train high schoolers in the trades, women are strongly encouraged to follow after their dreams. Again, find your tribe, those people that will support you, encourage you when you need it, give you the cold, hard truth if it needs to be said, and then just soar. It's an amazing, exciting, thrilling journey, but it takes that very first step. It's the scariest step of all, but it's the most rewarding, and it's the beginning of your journey.
That's awesome. Sarah, may I ask you, so how are things, because you're still relatively new, in the ownership game. How are things going so far?
Things are great. I've been networking like crazy, meeting with a lot of realtors, doing teaching and training realtors and homeowners, has been an exciting new little adventure. But it's fun to step out into this new journey.
Sure, sure. If I may, Sarah, when you meet with realtors, for example, the training that you mentioned, well, what's the focus? What's the goal of the training session?
Just bringing education with ventilation. Being in the Willamette Valley, a lot of homes are not ventilated properly. And just being able to explain to them so that they can explain to their clients. I can show them different things to look for when they're looking at a house so that they are able to have that little bit extra knowledge.
Right.
And so, I mean, realtors probably see more roofs.
Yeah, and
so
I was just thinking.
If I can help train them, yeah. So if I can help train them to be on the lookout or the education, it's a fun and exciting times.
Sure, sure. Hey, Sarah, I would imagine interacting with realtors that might lead either indirectly or directly to potential roof leads.
It can, but that's not my primary focus.
I figured you were going to say that. Yeah.
I love education. I'll sit down with a homeowner for hours and talk about what their roof needs. I have in my truck a box that I can build a roof from the plywood up. I have samples of all the products I use, so I can sit there, and I'm a hands-on learner, so I can sit there with my potential customers and say, you know, this is and this is why we need this process and whatnot. And I'll tell my customers, as long as you know what you're doing or what you're getting and what your roof and home need, that's my goal. And I had one customer about a year ago. She ended up not going with me, but she came to me about 6 months later, I think it was, and said, your education was amazing. I learned so much. And I've actually referred you on to like three other family members. And then I ended up getting some of those jobs. So it was one of those that I didn't get this one, but because of the education, she was able to explain the roofing process to other people. And so as long as people understand and they have the education behind what is actually needed, then that's what matters.
Sarah, that's fantastic. Two episodes ago, we had a gentleman named Michael Houston from Chicago. The theme was knowledge is power, goes a long way. And he talked about, I don't always get the job, I don't always get the bid, but my knowledge helps them get the job done correctly by whoever installs it. And then sometimes, like you just shared, they get referral. He gets referrals out of that. He didn't get that job, but he gets future jobs out of the projects. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for confirming that.
Not a problem.
Well, Sarah, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today. And again, very, very excited for you. Congratulations on starting Solid Roofing Northwest. I'm happy for you. I'm going to keep tabs and see how you're doing. Keep us posted, please. On behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners, thank you so much for your time today, Sarah.
Well, thank you again for having me today. It was such a pleasure to be your guest and be able to share my journey. If I could encourage just one female, one girl to follow their dream, it's all worth it. It just takes that first step. So just walk out in faith, start your journey.
Take that step. I love it. Thank you, Sarah, so much. Dreams can and do come true. It's very possible to own your own business. It takes time, commitment, planning, resources, and determination, like Sarah just shared with us, whether you're male or female, in the industry of your choice. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on YouTube or whatever platform you use to listen to this episode. Be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like Sarah was a guest. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.